Kumlan of Lakimura. So we came along and we said that these chambers that were oohing out of the rock that was outside the Beis HaMikdash, but facing the Beis HaMikdash, in some respects they have a din like Kodesh, and in some respects they don't. When it comes to eating the Kabbanis, we learn from a pasuk b'chatzar oil moed yechlua, that it's the next word b'chatzar oil moed. We already talked about oil moed. That means you can eat in a number of chatzeres, including all those chambers. However, when it comes to tumah, they're not tamei, nor can you shecht over there. They're considered tzidetz dodim, they're the sides of the sides, and you cannot use those rooms to shecht. Then we brought a braisa where it seems to say, it says in the braisa that that you're not allowed to shecht, but you're chayiv and tumah, and we're trying to understand why. So, well, first you told me that only achil is different because of the pasuk. But now we see about tum also you become tummy there. So, why can't you shecht it? So, the Gemara therefore concludes, we're up to from yesterday, tani, about 10 lines at the bottom. Tak.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
First line is
chayorin. Aha. Okay, sorry. Bishleim ain't shecht. Bishleim, the last line is ain't. About 15 lines in the bottom. Bishleim ein shechti. I understand why you cannot shech beina kineged a pesav leka. You need it. It should be opposite door, not over here, which is the side of a side. I understand why you cannot shech in those rooms. Elein chayovin amai. But why won't you be liable for tumah? You're telling me that you can eat it. In other words, you're telling me it's mamish part of the base of midrash. So if a tumah person walks in there, he should be liable. According to you, if it's a holy place and you can eat it, why taki can't you shecht? You think it's not opposite the door? Obviously, it's opposite to this, these rooms. No matter opposite one of the doorways, because they're not. You don't need to tell me in the braisa you can't shecht. We know it says pesach el moed. It says lifnei el moed. Well, time ein shecht. The midlas kin. Aren't we talking about the geshchitin and pesach? Talking about there is a pas that this particular room is facing one of the doorways. Because the lekol ma'itzich. If it's not facing the doorway, you need to tell me you cannot shecht it. Obviously, you can shecht it. Ella. Even though you're shechting in the correct place, because it's in a room that has, we say, you're not yetzer. These rooms were not really sanctified for shechita. So, taninami ein chayovin. Change the braisa. Don't say you are chayiv for tumah. Say that you are not chayiv for tumah. Because it's taken not a room, it's not a holy room for anything except eating, because you have a special pasuk of a chatzar. Okay. Because first we try to say that it's not holy matzah, only rabbanon, and then we said it's impossible. You can't eat there. If the Torah says you can't eat there, how can rabbanon come along and say you could? Says the Gemara, "Ulachila loy being in Pesach." So you're telling me you're allowed to eat there, and it seems when it comes to eating, you don't need mamish in front of a doorway. But Tanya, didn't we learn Abiyeshi? Abiyeshi loy mishnei pashbushin. How you? There were two these little doors, little more so little, 8 hours high. The Beis HaChalifis and those in that big area in the back of the ulam where they store their knives. Goyven Shemoyna, they were 8 amas high, in contrast, as opposed to the main doors, which are 20 amas high. K'dei lahachshir esu azore, and why?
Is this where the, what do you call
the back
it?
Of the ulam.
Yeah, but is that where, according to one opinion, the builder had their thing locked up so they couldn't store their...
Yeah, we could have knives, yeah, exactly. In order, why did they have these doors made there so to cash an entire courtyard? Lachilas kotche, everywhere you can eat because they're all facing the door. Well, the shechitas kotche, kalmi geshecht everywhere, the entire azora. So we see that you do need, even when you eat, you have to face a doorway. But I just said over here that the reason why they built these extra doors is in the ulam, and the ulam, according to this opinion, is part of the Beis HaMikdash, is so that there's a view of the entire azora. Amar Avina, sami mekan achila. There's a mistake in the braisa. Delete the words achila. The only thing is therefore it's an able shechita. So the Gemara of Oksi, it says by the Meluyim, it says, Bashlu es habosa, cook the meat, Pesach or El Moyed, Visham Teichlu, saying you should eat it there. It says clearly that where should you eat? Only Pesach or El Moyed. What do you tell me you can eat in any corner in the courtyard? You can eat in these chambers if they don't see the doorway. Says the Gemara, Kotche Shah Shiny, cannot draw any parallels from what Avisha said then during the Meluyim, because every carbon day was unique. It was only a temper, just a one-off thing. Says the Gwaravaiter, Omri Chabrava Dhamma, Menayin, how do you know the dam to blood, Shanifsal Bishkiza Chama, how you know blood is possible by Shkiya Sachama? How do you know that when it comes to Shkiya Sachama, the blood, you can no longer bring up the blood? Rashi learns the pshat of here is, okay, so Big Machlek is a Shanima, Big Machlek is in Halach as well.
because it's negate to us. Rashi learns that it's talking about that it's talking about nighttime. So obviously, if it's nighttime, you didn't use the blinking of blood, it's lina. But Rashi says you placed it on the top of the head of the Mizbeach. By placing it on the top of the Mizbeach, you avoid the problem of lina. And therefore the question is, can you use it the next morning? And he's telling you, no, you can't. How do you know that you cannot use it the next morning? Tracy says he finds that difficult to understand because there are other opinions that say that placing it on top of the Mizbeach doesn't help as far as lina is concerned. Why would the Gemara only talk about one opinion, especially the Gemara didn't mention it? Tracy learns it's talking about the beginning of Shkia. That even though when is a possible for lina only at Tzedekah Chavim, we're talking about Shkia, sunset. And even according to Rabbi Natam that learns that sunset means the very end of sunset, Rabbi Natam makes a difference from the words Mishateshka Chama and Shkia. Shkia is a bit like we have Shkia, and according to Rabbi Natam it's still full day. Mishateshka Chama is the last 13, 12 and a half minutes, which is three quarters of a minute, which is 14 and a half minutes, which is, that's when twilight begins. So even according to Rabbeinu Tam, over here, Shkia means the beginning of Shkia. Now, interesting is, what did he get halach l'maisa? Because Rabbeinu Yoina in Bracha says, the first Rabbeinu Yoina, that you're not allowed to daven mincha after Shkia. It comes from right here. Because we daven mincha for the Korban Tamid, and what makes the Korban Tamid? The sprinkling of the blood, and the sprinkling of the blood is Shkia Zechama. Ramah and Shulchan Aruch passes clearly, you can daven mincha until Tzedekah Chavim, until the stars come out. In other words, he learns like Rashi over here, that Shkia Chama over here means when the stars come out. Not when sunset. Yeah, but when is Shkia? According to Rambam, it means Tzedekah Chavim. You're not down until Tzedekah Chavim. That's what Shulchan Aruch brings down. Rabbeinu Yoina says till Shkia, like we do today. Tzedekah Chavim. So how do you know that it's possible? Shulchan Aruch says it's possible. But yeah, it says it's possible that if you bring up a carbon on a dove, is b'yom hakriva yazivcha ye'ochel. It says the day that you're being makriv the carbon, you should eat. B'yom sh'ata zaveyachat makriv. So the day that you shech the carbon is the same day that you makriv the carbon. Makriv is what? The blood. B'yom sh'i'ata zaveyachat. But the following day, i'ata makriv, you cannot bring up the blood. So that's how we know that it's no good. Hi, for your mother. Hi, my boy. What are you talking about? This very pasuk is needed for itself. He needed to tell you that what? What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says that the day of the carbon you can eat, and the following day. So the pasuk is out to tell you the din of a carbon shlamim, when you can eat it. So what, 2 days and a night. It's nothing extra to tell you that you have to sprinkle the blood today. The gemara im kain. If so, name a kro. Let the pasuk only say b'yom zivchay ye ochel the day that you shech to eat, and the following day. Why does it have to add the word hikrivay? What's in the game when you makriv? Hikriv alomali. Shemamina, that when should you be makriv? When should you spray the blood? B'yayim she'at ha-zaveyach, at the makriv. The day that you shech, that's when you makriv. B'yayim she'i'at ha-zaveyach, i'at ha-makriv. So it's more of a dilma. Maybe, hachikama, maybe pshat ha-pazik ha-falo, hachim rachmana, i'kariv dama idna. No, the clock starts ticking only after you spray the blood. If you spray the blood today, ha'idin today, nis'achil ha'bosa, ha'idin ha'v'lamachah, the 2 days is today, including today and tomorrow. However, ikodiv dan l'machah, but if you makriv the blood tomorrow, then the 2 days start counting for tomorrow. Nis'achil bosa l'machah, ul yamachah. Eat the blood tomorrow and the day after that. Maybe that's pshat. Yeah, they have a tag. They tag everything. They tag every keli. This keli was sprayed today, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, shaking on. What blood will you have?
We just learned that you can have blood overnight on sitting on the bech. And spray it. Maybe the fire, maybe it's next to the fire, doesn't keeps it. Im so name a crow, let it say, let it just say, the day that you, if all we're trying to say is that this 2 days start counting from when you spray the blood, don't talk about the shchita, just say, the day you mark the blood, that's when you eat. Ziv chalamali, why mention the carbon at all? Shmamina, b'yoyim sh'ata zavech, ata makriva, that's two dots. Ata makriva, b'yoyim sh'i ata zavech, ata makriva. You have to sprinkle the blood the same day you shech. Roughly two dots, about 10 lines at the top. So we have an interesting conundrum when it comes to shlamim. All other kabbanas, as soon as the time lapses when you can eat it, it immediately becomes nicer, you have to burn it, and so on. Shlamim is the only carbon that's interesting. The time lapses, you have 2 days and one night in between. The time lapses shkia time, or at night. But you don't do anything to it till the following morning. The question is, what is the status in that interim period? Is it already nicer, but lapoil, you don't burn it till the following morning? Or it doesn't become nicer till the following morning? So the question is also regarding eating, the question regarding pigle.
If you had a mind that you're going to spray the blood the following night, or you have a mind you can eat it the following night, is that already considered noisa period and therefore it's pigul or not? Says the Gemara, eat what we learned. Hamechashev lo or shlishi. You thought when you shechted that I'm going to eat it the second night, but it's not yet the time to burn it. Chizki Amar, Chizki says kosher. Why? Because it's not really noisa yet. And Rabbi Yechon Amar pasul. Rabbi Yechon says pasul because once the day elapses, it's already considered noisa. Chizki Amar kosher. Into the sefer, the Torah hasn't yet set into train into motion. This the idea of burning the carbon and removing the carbon from its original status to burn it. That means that what at night, it's sort of in a state of a state of flux, but it's not noisin, it's not pigul. Rabbi Yechon Amar pasul. The fact that you can no longer eat it means that it's already like noisin, just physically, you don't burn it yet, and maybe you don't get even you don't get kadosh. But the fact is that it's no longer a carbon. Ha'oichel, next case. Ha'oichel ha'shlishi. It's not a case of pigul, but you physically ate the carbon. The second night, ichizki amar potter, you potter. The la'intik l'sreifa, it wasn't yet set aside for sreifa. Rabbi Yechon Chayiv, the ichle machil, Rabbi Yechon Chayiv, because why? You pushed away from machila. Tanya kavos Rabbi Yechon, we look at Rabbi Yechon, and it says in the b'raise, kochim ha'necholim l'yem echod, kochim that are meant to be eaten only one day, a night, and the following day. If you thought about spraying the blood after Shkia, then that's pigul. If you thought about the flesh to be eaten in the morning, so you cut out part of the night. Why? Because it's the wrong time. The time allotted for it is to eat, you know, tonight and tomorrow, and you cut out the tonight. Your time is supposed to eat it today and tonight, and you cut out the time of eating. That's when you pigul. What about kochim hanecholun l'shnei yomim? Well, I lecha. What about karm shlamim or kopchayir or maiset? That's meant to be eaten for 2 days and the night sandwich in between. Mechashvim bedomen. If you think about the blood, mishateshka chama from the second night, uemoreyin mishyalam l'shachar, or the fats from the for the next day, the third day, ubesodam mishateshka chama l'shnei yomim, and when it comes to eating from the night of the second night. So it's clear here that what? That the second night is already, even though it's not noisy yet, is already considered no longer shlamim, and it's pigul, and it's and the carbon is pasul. So what do we see from here? That night already is no longer the status of a shlamim.
So with the confessor that you can eat till chatzos, can you do the dam after shkir?
No, why? The dam has been done by day, always by day. Eating is different than the mice of the carbon. Torah Bami learned, it says, Bein ho abayim. Everything has been done in the afternoon. Torah Bami learned, Yochol, I would have thought, Yiyu necholin l'oshlishi, I would have thought that you're actually, I would have thought that you should eat the second night. Why? Very simple. By carbon chattas, it's a day followed by the night, and then you immediately afterwards you burn it. All kabbonis, you eat it till the moment you have to burn it. So shlamim as well, since you don't burn it till the third day in the morning, I would have thought that you could eat it till then. I mean, you can eat it 2 days and two nights. But didn't it make sense? Zvachim necholim liyamechad, zvachim necholim liyamechad. You have kabbonis, they don't eat for 1 day, you have kabbonis for 2 days. Ma zvachim necholim liyamechad, those kabbonis eat it for 1 day. Laila chareyen, the night follows them, it didn't seem like day, but kabbonis, the night follows day. So av zvachim necholim liyamechad, I would have thought the same thing applies to shlamim. Laila acharein. Therefore, it says the pasuk v'hanoiser ad yom, that which is left over till the day. Be'oid yom hu nechol. When can you eat it? Only by day. Ve'enu nechol shlishi. But you cannot eat it the second night. Yochol, I would have thought. So yisra miyad. Okay, so you're telling me that the timetable for eating shlamim is 2 days and a night sandwich in between. So l'chayde, you should burn it the second night. But like all other kabbalas, as soon as it lapses the time that you can eat it, you burn it straight away. But dino makes sense. Zvachim necholun liyamecha. Zvachim are eating for 1 day. Zvachim necholish liyam. You have kabbalas to eat for 2 days. Ma zvachim necholun liyamecha. Those kabbalas you only meant to eat for 1 day. Take of lachila sreifa. You burn it immediately after. You're not allowed to eat anymore. So av zvachim necholish liyam. So it's all two kabbalas eating for 2 days. And they take of lachila sreifa. So if you can burn it. Only on the third day. It says, "Bayim hashlishi, you burn it." And that's why you need the pasuk, because otherwise you would have thought you burn it the second night. Okay, it says the Mishnah, other kabbanos which are similar to shlamim in some respects is b'chayr. A pachayin osa can only be eaten. It can be eaten for 2 days and one night. We'll soon see how we know. And ma'isa behemoth, the tenth animal that give away, you eat it 2 days and a night. V'ha-pesach, the carbon pesach is very different, as we know. You can only eat it till midnight if you're according to blessings. I go to the morning. You give it. Kochim kalim. These are all considered kochim kalim. So shchitoson widi shechted b'chalmak ba'azora. There's no specific place in Azora. Anywhere in Azora except sidetz dadim. So you can do it in front, in the back, in the sides. And you spray the blood only once, because it doesn't say the word saviv around it. Saviv means you have to spray all around four. The question is, what are two that equals four, or four, like chatas is four equal in the horns, or like oil, which is two, you put it on the corner, or you dab it with your finger and you put it on the sides, they have four. But which, if, even though you can only one sprinkle, but it has to be on top of your side. So it cannot be on the east side or on the south side. It has to be on the north and south and the west side, or on the very corners where you have an amma of your side. Shina b'chalasim, but they're different when it comes to eating. Habachoy nechal l'kainim. B'chayit is donated to the kainim, and therefore it's only meant to beat my kainim and their family. V'hamaisi l'chol adam. But maisi can be eaten by anybody. Nowhere does it say that you have to give it to a kain. V'nechalin b'chalim. You can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. B'chol maichal. You can prepare any way you want. Cooking, grilling, roasting, whatever you want. Barbecuing, l'shnei yomim v'laylecha. But all of these are 2 days and one night, except Pesach. HaPesach einu nechal ela b'layla. Pesach can only be eaten that night. Only at night, not even the day. And it's only been until midnight, which clearly means we follow Blaz ben Azariah. It can only be, Korban Pesach is unique that it can only be eaten by those who were included in it from the moment that you decided to shecht it and you purchased it. The only way you can prepare it is roasting. Says the Gemara, Matane, who's the Tane of our Mishnah, Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Yosi Haglilihi. The Tane of our Mishnah is that says, who, some people hold that these kabbonas you have to do shvicha. Rabbi Shmuel holds, we had an end of psochi, you do shvicha, means you're pouring the blood down. Who holds that all of these kabbonas also you have to do the way we're doing over here? We're talking about zika, spraying it. So who is this Tane that maisid and pesach bezika? Because the only difference is it makes is, you know, who can eat it and the time and so on. It must be like the time. It says in pasuk, chelboy. It says in pasuk. Let me around. It says chelboy leinemer. It doesn't say the fat. It says chelbum. Dom moy leinemer. It says, doesn't say Dhamma is blood. By Abchayr, it says, Dhammam Tizraik. Ela Dhammam is blood. By Abchayr, it says, Dhammam. Why by Abchayr, it says Dhammam in plural? We're only talking about one animal, Abchayr. Must be other Kabbalists, just symbols of Abchayr. Kachim Kalim. Limid. That's what the other town holds. Ela damam limid al b'chayru ma'isa pesach shulim mat damim, that all those kabbalas are similar, also require sprinkling the blood. Ve'emurin legabe mizbeya keneged ha'yisoymin alon. And how do you know? And ve'emurin, okay, legabe mizbeya. So we learn that the mat damim and emurin, that say the mat damim, say the emurin, legabe ha'yisoymin mizbeya, just like by the b'chayr, it says chalbam and it says damam. So both of those things, the kabbalas are exactly the same, because otherwise it doesn't say anywhere by a ma'isa behemah or a pesach what to do with the fats. So we learn from b'chayr. Says Gemara, Kineged ha'yisoymin alon, how do you know that you have to sprinkle the blood only on the side where you have a yisoyid? Amar Rav Elazar, asazikim ha'oila, we learn from ha'oila. By oila says clearly in the pasuk, yisoyid, that you should put on yisoyid alon mizbeach. So therefore we know it has to be in yisoyid. It says that yisoyid mizbeach ha'oila. Ha'oila gufim alon, and how do you know by an oila? The chesiv, it says that yisoyid mizbeach ha'oila. Well, before the Gemara, we learn from a kal v'chaymer, madach ha'chata surely an oila, and here we say we learn from a pasuk. Limit al oila's chayva shetuuni yisoyid. It comes to teach you that an oila, which is a chay, requires a yisoyid. You have to put on which side? The side of the yisoyid. If you're learning already, equating to oila, imala halon shtema tonashen arba, by an oila, you do two sprinkles on the corners, on two opposite corners on the yisoyid. So you're doing it on the north, east corner. And on the southwest corner, because both of those are diagonally opposite each other, so you cover all four sides, and they both have a yisoid. Afkar, I would have thought the same thing applies to Korban Pesach, Ma'isem Choy, Shtei Matonah, Shein Arba, should also be two Matonah. If you can bring it to Oila, go all the way. Amar Ba'is Abaye, Lomelil Michtav, I'll tell you why, because it says clearly by Oila with Saviv. And then we find the word Sovi Chatzis again. Why does, once the Torah established that it has to be Sovi, which means 2, which equals 4, why does the Torah say Bechatzis again, Sovi? Havi Shnei Subim Boin Ke'echad. To tell you that even though Poyel Chatzis is a little bit different than an Oyle, because even though they're both 4, but by an Oyle it's 2 that equals 4, and by Chatzis is 4 separate ones, but in principle they're both 4, Sovi. Is Choshnei Boin Ke'echad, since you have 2 psukim telling me the same thing, Ein Melam, need to tell you what, but the rest is not 4, the rest is only 2. Says about a honey, you don't learn from them. That even though it says twice in the Torah, you can quite learn from them. Let's say also a prayer and a mice and a pesach should also have not just one zrika, but should have the shdaim shem nun zayin and aleph, the 2 dots, about 10 lines at the top. Answer: Osher, my Osher, also saviv shloisha shloisha v'adim melamni. 3 psukim definitely don't teach you. We're starting a new heading now. Habchoyer 57A1. Abchoyer nechal koinim. The abchoyer is eaten by koinim. Ton rabbona. Now you're telling me that abchoyer, what is similar to a shlamim? You eat 2 days and 1 night. Very interesting discussion here. Ton rabbona, we learned. Minayin lebchoyer shenechal shnayom alayla. How do you talk about abchoyer is eaten 2 days and 1 night? Shenemar. Because it says in Pasik, uvisaram, that the basar of a b'choyer yilcha should be to you kachazei hatnufa. We're comparing it to like the korban shlamim, what you donate to a kohen, which is the chazei hatnufa, is the breast with kasheka yamin and the right shank. Hekishu hakasuv lechazei v'sheik shlamim. Chazei v'sheik shlamim. We're comparing a b'choyer to the chazei and sheik of a shlamim. Ma shlamim necholim l'shnayom elay lechad. In what way are they similar? Over there, 2 days and a night. A b'choyer nechol shnayom elay lechad. He also 2 days and 1 night. Interesting that in Kerem B'Yavna Chachamim, they sat like a Kerem, they had a discussion, the following discussion. Who was the teachers there? Rabbi Kiva was there. This is what Rabbi Gamliel, you know, brought in. Rabbi Kiva there, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Shua, you know, all these great Tanoim there. So they're having this discussion, and this very question was asked. But first they asked, B'choy L'Kamenechel, they brought up the question. So B'choy, how long can you eat it for? The Beis Hamikdash is already destroyed, and this is what they were discussing, because they believe that the Beis Hamikdash will be built straight away. So, B'choy L'kama Nechel, when B'choy be eaten? Nenet Ab-Tarfer said, L'shneyam L'alechel, like we're saying now, 2 days and 1 night. Hoyesham Talmid Echad, there was a student there, Shebol L'Beis HaMedesh, Lifnei HaChacham Shechel, this is his first day in class. But Rabbi Yesi Haglili Shmoy. Rabbi Yesi Haglili was then, you know, that's how they came up the ranks. So he was just joined the Kerem B'Yavna, and this is his first day in school. So they didn't know who he was. Obviously, he had to be a very capable scholar to even become a student. But this is a real Ivy League. There's no name, except Shem Yechai. Yeah. He turned up Tarfa, and this is chutzpah. He said, you made a statement. How do you know that?
Where's the proof text?
Yeah. Now, how would you have the chutzpah to ask your rabbi Pascha something, and you're a new student today, you're ready to say, prove it to me? True. How do you know this? He called him my son. In other words, he must have been young, and it's his first day in class. So he said, my son, Shlomim, so this is in the Agadatus for him, and then others, they want to root for a knife. A teacher is like a father, and from the description here. Bni, my son, Shlomim, Kochim, Kalim. He says, Shlomim is Kochim, Kalim. Right? And Pchoy, Kochim, Kalim. Push it logic. Ma shlamim, the shlamim, necholim, the shlayom lalechaz, eaten for 2 days and 1 night. So, abchoy nechol, shlayom lalechaz, same thing. Omele, he said, he didn't say, Ovi, he said, Rebbe. So, basically, he says to him, my teacher, I don't understand. Pchoy is a matana lekoyin. You're comparing it to shlamim. I think it should be compared to a karma chatas. Because what happens to the b'choyer? Who ends up with the b'choyer? Not the owners. It goes to the koyin. So we should compare it to other kapanas that end up with the koyin. For example, a chatas. And what do we know about a chatas? Maton le koyin. And the chatas va osham, maton le koyin. They go to the koyin. So ma chatas va osham. Liyoyim v'layla. Their timetable is only 1 day and 1 night. So maybe abchoy liyoyim v'layla. If you're only approaching it from a perspective of logic, then I think it should be, it's more comparable to a chatas and osham. Omeloi said, but Kafir said, no, not in Dover, mid Dover. We should learn things which are very, very similar. They're both Kachem Kalim, that makes it similar. Says, Vanilme Dover, Mashlamim. And why is it more similar? Not just because of Kachem Kalim. There's another very important feature that makes them similar. What's that? Mashlamim, Ein Boyin Al Chait, Av Bechoyd, Ein Bo Al Chait. Shlamim has nothing to do with the Kapara, and by Bechoyd also do the Kapara. So this is a very salient feature, and therefore they're the same. Ma shlamin, and yet by shlamin, the cholin is shlayom, lay lechot, 2 days and 1 night, abachor nechot, shlam, lay lechot. Amalei Rabbi Yisrael said to him, Rebbe, I don't understand. You think that that feature is the most important one. Nidun Dover Medover, you're right. I agree with you. You have to learn things which are similar. I'll tell you what I think is similar. Learn Yilmei Dover Mechatas V'Oshem Matana LeKoin U'Bchor Matana LeKoin. These are the things that you give to a coin. By a Bchor, you give the entire animal to a coin. By a Chatas and Oshem, you give parts. You give food, edible parts to a coin. No, but that's the whole carbon goes to coin. The balabas doesn't get anything. Because that's possible. Ochlu oisam asher kupa behem. This is part of the kapara.
But on the other hand,
yeah, it is. True, but because that's a chiddush, because there's no kapara there. Over here, you need it to be a kapara. The only ones you can make a kapara coin. Except Rashi and Beyu holds that the bailam as well. Ma chatas vashem ein boyin beneder benedovim. Just a chatas vashem. And why is it similar? Another one more aspect. Ma chatas va'oshem ein boim benedo. You cannot donate a chatas va'oshem willfully. You sin. You bring a chatas as a chayva. Av b'choyd ein the benedo chayva. You can't decide. I'll give this a b'choyd. Ma chatas va'oshem. And what do we find with chatas va'oshem? Nechol liyamechud. Eating for one day. Av b'choyd nechol liyamechud. Tarfon got stuck. If you based on logic, it basically says I can. Every logic you have, I can counter with another piece of logic. Kofat Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva jumped in to help his friend out. V'nistalik Rabbi Tarfon. Tarfon walked away or silenced, became silent, and Rabbi Akiva took over, and he said, I'll give you an answer. And it's still a long discussion. We'll just do one more line, and then you have to continue on Shabbos. Amalai. Rabbi Akiva said, Hare, he said to Rabbi Segluli. So this student here, the first day, was all right. He got the greatest Rabbi Tanoim here, working it out. I'm sure. Amalei said, "Hare Oimer." Rabbi Akiva said, "I'm going to go from a technicality. The pasuk says, Upsaram yeloch, the pasuk should be to yours. Hakeshan hakasav lechazev shalom. The Torah itself compares it to a chazev shalom. It says this basur of the b'chor should be like. What does the Torah mean by that? Be like in what sense? Obviously, the timetable. Mash lamin necholun shayom laechad. Abuchay nechol shayom laechad. Now, basically, we're going to continue. We'll continue Shabbos already. He says, "Hainot shalom. Maybe it's a Torah." A carbon tether also you give to the kohen, the chazay, and the sheik, and over there it's a day and night. And the conversation continues. Very cool.